Good morning, DFW, to Sean and RJ here on 105 through the Phantom. RJ Choppy, he's Bobby Belt, Paitlin and Caitlin alongside. Sean is, what did I do?
Paitlin.
I didn't say that.
You said Paitlin and Caitlin.
I think I said Peyton.
Okay. We'll check it back. We'll go to the replay. Yes.
Sean is back next week. And it is time, as we do every Friday here on The Fan, to be joined by the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Mike McCarthy. Morning, Mike. How you doing, pal? Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. I hope everybody had a great week. You know, obviously Sean's having a great 2 weeks.
I know, right? Yeah, we had to worry about me last week, and then this week he's off. How did you handle Christmas at the McCarthy household?
Just family time. Just hung out with Jess and the girls, and got a little extra sleep. So it was a good day.
Nice.
Very family oriented.
So I wanted to ask you, I don't know if you saw last night's Thursday night game, and you know the schedule is so crazy this time of year. You had Wednesday games, and we don't have Wednesday games very often in this league. Like how difficult is this time of year to manage for a football coach?
Oh, it's a challenge. I mean, everybody has to go through it, but I think it's just like anything. It's it's what you believe in, and because. You know, I think, you know, doing schedules now for almost two decades, you have to get the work done. I mean, that's your responsibility to make sure the team is prepared and trained to win the next game, particularly on Christmas week. But I've tried it different ways earlier in my career, and frankly, I was never comfortable with the players and coaches working on Christmas. We worked ahead, moved up everything as far as what we needed to do earlier in the week. So we worked Monday, Tuesday. Everybody was home for Christmas on Wednesday, and then we had a longer day yesterday, and we'll have a little longer day today. So we're still getting all the work done. But you could just see the appreciation and actually their energy, and that's been very consistent over my time, both in Green Bay and here in Dallas, that you know when you do give them that day off, the energy is incredible the next day.
Coach, we got the news yesterday that CeeDee Lamb is done for the remainder of the season. He's obviously been dealing with that shoulder issue and played a couple of really good games even with it. Just talk about his resilience and his toughness in the 5 years that you guys have spent together, because he's not a guy that is frequently talked about as being banged up or hurt, but obviously guys get banged up at the end of the season. So just talk about his toughness and the way that he's played through that.
Well, Bobby, you didn't even give me a follow-up on my Christmas schedule.
it was a great point. I thought you laid it all out there. I thought it was a great point.
I didn't get the memo. Are we on a script this morning or something? We got a bunch of things we got to knock out. But no, just kidding. CD, obviously, well, we all know what he means to our football team. And he's been playing, with the shoulder for some time, and when they had the scans and the examination, it just it was clearly worse than it's been. So the risk is too high to play this week. Even if this was if we were in week three, this would probably be the same decision. So it's important for him to shut it down and start rehabbing.
Coach, you talk about that Christmas schedule and just the positive energy.
You don't have to go back.
No. I'm tying it into my next question.
Bobby's got a conscience.
There you go.
You know better than that.
Coach, no, but when you talk about guys who need to step up over these last 2 weeks, because obviously you guys are playing now without the playoffs in sight, but guys who you would like to see really step up and take advantage of this opportunity with CeeDee down. Is this something, a good opportunity for Jonathan Mingo or Ryan Flournoy? How do you look at the guys who need to step up and show you something here in these final 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think clearly you can start with the young players. And I know the veteran players, they want to finish. And, you can start on offense. Some of the things that we've been doing well over the last month, starting with the offensive line. We didn't run the ball, this past week against the Buccaneers, the way we've been running it the 3 weeks prior. So I know that as a unit, the offensive line really wants to, have a good day there in Philadelphia, and it'll be a key to the victory too, going into that place too. So, but yeah, you can go right down the line with the rookies. I want to see Tyler Guyton, take a step, Cooper Beebe, all those guys. But this is this is such valuable, you know, time, work for all these players. I mean, you talk about the preseason being short, and there's nothing like game reps. There's nothing like game reps on the road. So, and there's nothing like game reps that lead to winning. So, I look at all of our guys that just have an opportunity to continue to play and keep, you know, keep playing to win, and it's something that we can build off in the offseason.
Mike McCarthy joining us here at 105 through the Fan. Just curious, when you're deciding to let a guy play or not when he's got an injury, and it doesn't matter if it's as a head coach or when you were part of other programs early in your career, how much of player input goes into that versus just the training staff?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you know, every player is control of it. It's his body, and no one knows your body better than you do. So, you know, and it's not just a conversation for when an injury occurs. You know, it's because, you know, this time of year, you know, every player in this league is dealing with, you know, things that have accumulated over the course of a season. So, you know, it's an ongoing conversation. You know, there's a reason why they do prehab. You know, they don't wait till they get hurt to go into rehab. So they're always working on their bodies. I mean, that's why we invest the time in that we do on the stay program on Fridays. It's the reason why these guys spend so much time on their own investing it. So, yeah. So that conversation, frankly, is ongoing. It's really the state of where they are, and if they can, you know, perform and go out and give us a chance to win as a team, and then they're part of that conversation to play that week.
Coach, I went back and tried to look at how many games you've coached where the team was officially eliminated, and it's less than 10. How different has this week felt?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's different. It really hit me, you know, driving home after the Buccaneers game because it was such a punch in the gut. You know, because I was in the locker room when the Philadelphia and Washington game concluded, and so yeah, it's different. I've been fortunate because you're always playing, you know, for a playoff spot this time of year. But you know, I think it's like anything. It's a time of adversity. It's a time where, you know, you're always preparing for change, adjustment, and emphasis, and that's always been the filter for growth that I believe in, and it's kind of put me into that mindset, you know, earlier than normal.
How's Cooper Rush played differently that you've seen since the first time they played? You all played Philly.
Oh, I think Cooper's just more into a rhythm. Clearly, I mean, Philadelphia was the first start, you know, and just the way the game started for him, you know, he never really truly got into a rhythm. You could see it in his feet, and I think he's played really good football for us here, especially, you know, I thought, you know, the Buccaneers game was a game that was going to be a lot of uphill running because just the way they set their defensive front and the way they commit to stopping a run. And I thought he did a great job of just really staying on his back foot, getting through his progressions and getting the completions that we needed.
So, Coach, the last 17 games, full season worth, that you've had to play with a backup quarterback here, you guys are 12-5. I know you've said before that Marty Schottenheimer taught you the philosophy of don't think of plays, think of players, in terms of making sure the system fits your players rather than players having to fit your scheme or your system or whatever you want to do. Do you think that that's been the overriding philosophy that has gotten you guys to that, you know, 12-5 record over those last 17, is the fact that, hey, this is a system and an offense that anybody can feel comfortable in regardless of when they step in?
Yeah, definitely, Bobby. I think clearly, you know, it's a starting point philosophically. I don't think there's a question about that. But, I mean, there are so many factors and elements involved in, you know, dealing with the adversity of injuries. And just the credit really ultimately goes to the locker room. I mean, because the locker room has to accept the next man up mentality. And they have to stick, you know, they got to keep the belief, you know, high, and because that's where the confidence comes. Because you win with confidence in the National Football League. You have no chance to be successful in this league if you don't have real confidence. And I think our guys have done a really, really good job of that.
Mike McCarthy joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. He is brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. Saquon's having a tremendous year. I mean, he's always been a great player, but like, does he look any different than what he did when he was with the Giants?
Oh, I would say, I mean, physically, I mean, he's, you know, he's always been, you know, a gifted player without a doubt. So I would say physically, I wouldn't say he looks any different, but he's definitely, you know, he's more mature. He looks very comfortable in this offense. You know, this offense is built around the run, and, you know, he's the featured player, and, you know, and he's having a great year. I think what I appreciate about the way he plays is, you know, the way he hammers it up in there for the, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 yard consistent runs. And but you know, you tend to forget this guy can go the distance. You know, he has great breakaway speed, and you know, and it's been a huge part of their success. You know, you look at these performances that he has, but it's almost weekly where he's banging a run for 30, 40, 50 yards. So, but yes, this is clearly the best that I've seen him play. But he's always, I mean, there's a reason why he was a top draft pick. I mean, he's very, very gifted player.
He's closing in on the NFL single season rushing record, Eric Dickerson's record that's stood for 40 years. Is that a point of competitive pride at all for your defense? You think of just like, hey, we're not going to help contribute to letting this guy break a record. We're not going to be part of this.
We're really not about the record. We're really just about, you know, keeping him in check and winning the game. We're not thinking about that. And you talk about a great Hall of Fame running back in Eric Dickerson. You know, it's a tribute to, you know, to any running back to even be in part of that conversation, because that's definitely a record that has stood for quite some time.
What is the mode of preparation, or how do you guys look at things when you've got a primary quarterback in Jalen Hurts who is dealing with an injury and you're trying to figure out who you're getting ready for? How do you split up that time preparing for two different quarterbacks who are very different stylistically?
Well, you know, the good thing is you've played a lot against Jalen, so you feel like you have an understanding of how he plays, and obviously he had a big game against us in the first game, you know, particularly getting out of the pocket. So, you know, you really have to spend your time on Kenny Pickett, and just to make sure we're in tune, how we feel about him as a quarterback and how we feel they're going to use him. And, you know, there's a lot of tape in the Washington game because Jalen's injury was obviously very early in the game. So, yeah, that's just, just part of preparation. And, you know, and it's not against the law for them to go, you know, play with two quarterbacks this week too. So I mean, you got to be ready for the whole crew.
I guess you don't have to worry about the tush push though, right?
I don't know about that. Yeah, I hope not.
It's a tough play. Hey coach, we appreciate it. Good luck on Sunday, and then don't party too hard on New Year's.
Oh, you bet. Happy New Year, everyone.